This is the third audio on our series on mindful eating. Charlotta, what are we speaking about in this audio?
We are speaking about the binge diet cycle. And you're going to love this because I think everybody knows this. We know that within us we have sort of a parenting voice, an adult voice, or a child's voice. And of course, this model of these voices is transactional analysis, and it's mainly used in interpersonal terms. But here we're using it in terms of the relationship that we have with food and our bodies. So the parent is kind of that sort of voice that is taken from our parents and other voices of authority. And it ranges from sort of a very nurturing voice to a highly, highly critical voice. And the child's voice is comes in two versions. It's either the sort of the unruly child that just thinks it's so unique and so amazing, or it's the compliant, adapted child, which is the child that is more focused on making sure that everyone else around them are safe in order to feel safe themselves. So what we find often is that, as we've mentioned in an earlier session, is that the compliant child often eats out of a need to fill the gap because there's a disconnect between how the person feels and actually knowing how you feel, because the focus is always on others. So they're due to this sort of black hole of disconnect, food becomes a way to fill that hole.
So in other words, when you say how they feel and know how they feel, we're saying they might feel hungry, but actually they feel lonely,
yeah,
for example.
Exactly.
And they think they're eating because they're hungry.
Yeah, and not even knowing I feel sad, knowing. This was me. I was completely disconnected from what I was completely emotionally illiterate, right? Yeah. And then food, in a way, becomes your emotional regulator
Yes.
in that way.
Right.
So the parallel between the binge and diet cycle is that the parent, of course, is the dieter. So that is, you know, make sure you just have this, full of rules. Don't have that. Make sure you have that. Oh, my goodness, you better, you know, if you've had that, you must go for 5 kilometer run. Tomorrow you'll do that. Don't have that. Make sure you don't have that. Don't go to that event because it could have mean this and this and this, right?
Mm.
And you can hear just even by the energy of it, that's really stressful. It's full of rules. Mm. It does at times give us a little high of sort of a little bit of haughtiness almost when we have stuck to it, right? A little bit of superiority. I am kind of the person who can control myself.
Mm.
But inevitably, there will be a night when the child comes out and goes, "You've been so good.
Yeah,
time
yeah.
for a reward."
Yeah.
Right? And of course, it's always waiting. So then the child goes, "Here you go." So have the treat. And then once you've opened the packet, it goes, "You might as well finish it."
Yeah.
And then it says, now you've stuffed it anyway. You might as well now have a bottle of wine as well, or 2 magnums or bottles of chocolates or whatever. But tomorrow, the dieter said, tomorrow you'll go back. But then tomorrow you might just be going to your girlfriend's birthday for brunch and there's croissant. So you have a croissant and then you think, I've stuffed it again. So Saturday, stuff it, I'll just eat. And you eat far too much because you're sitting in relation to. But then tomorrow back on the diet and so on. And then it might just slip longer and longer and longer. And that, of course, is what we see because we kind of, the child rebels against
all
the
parent.
All these
rules.
All these freaking rules, right?
Yeah.
And also, the thing is that the parent then shames the child and say, you're pathetic. Look at you. You've just stuffed your face. And look at you. You're not just sitting on the lounge. You're lazy. And from that place, if you think about it, there's an abuser in that system and there's something that's being abused.
Mm.
Well, that something that's being abused is going to need soothing.
Mm.
Where do we go for that? More ice cream,
yeah.
Right? So it easily becomes a cycle that's very hard to step out of. So if you, dear listener, if you experience this, take a breath of compassion for yourself, right? Because this is kind of a cycle that once we start to go on a diet, it's like it locks in.
Mm.
It's not you and it's hard to step out of.
Mm.
The key thing that, of course, is missing in this dynamic is the adult.
So just stop you there and just reflect what I'm hearing is that because you use the words as soon as you go on a diet. And what I'm sensing with a diet is I'm going towards some external rules again on how I should eat according to some
yes,
authority, or et cetera, and I'm still not learning to become intimate with my own body. I'm still not learning to listen to my own body. Mm-hmm. So then I go into basically a new set of rules in the diet. And mm-hmm. now I'm on those rules and I'm being a good little boy. If I'm a boy, I'm being a good little boy and I do the diet. And then I'm assuming at some point I go, well, I've been a good little boy and I did the diet and I've lost X kgs. Mm-hmm. Well, now I can go back to my normal. And then yes. Now I'm eating badly again, but I know somehow I can go back to do that diet later. So now on a bigger cycle in my life, I'm kind of binge dieting, as in, and then I'm kind of binge eating, but I know it's okay because I'll go on my diet later. Mm. And now I'm in a relationship with almost constant guilt and beating up, and then goodness for a while and I'm clean. It's almost like a drug addict cycle, isn't it?
Yeah,
You're really in trouble at this point.
Cycle. Right. Yeah. You know, externally, it's when we're in the abuse cycle in a relationship. It's the same cycle.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's almost like the words, I'm on a diet, almost lethal, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, Michael, it's so fascinating because the word diet actually means a way of life.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ironic, right?
Yeah.
But we have taken it to mean a set of rules around what I can and can't do around food.
Yes.
Right. But it actually doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
But of course, as soon as it is that, that's what we react to.
Mm.
Right. And naturally we rebel every now and then, right?
Yeah.
It's
of course.
Human nature.
Yeah.
Right? So again, I'd like listeners to really understand it's not you. That you don't have any fundamental flaw if you feel captured by this. It is our nature. Mm. So it's not your fault, but it's your responsibility.
Mm.
It's your responsibility to come into the adult and start to, as we did in the beginning, be curious around what's going on. Mm. Hold off on the shame, eat consciously with intention and attention, have your treat, but check in with how's it going in the body.
Mm.
Because that way, you know, you might be used to sort of having a big bowl of popcorn when you want a treat or in front of a film or something. Mm. When you then tune into the body, you might just have half of it or less because it's enough.
Mm.
So this is not about not eating. This is not about not having great treats, but this is about doing it while you honor the body.
Mm.
And this is what the adult does,
mm.
right? So you step out of black and white thinking. You step out of shame and guilt. You step out of all that and into conscious choice.
And again, through the body, right? So tuning into the body, what does the body need? What does the body want? And just, I mean, this is one of my own personal passion subjects around the judge and how damaging it is.
Mm-hmm.
So just to, again, for the listener's sake, here's an assumption, Charlotte, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. is – so when we, let's say, fall off the wagon again,
yep.
even with our mindfulness practice, we now go and have too much, as you keep on talking about, Magnum ice cream.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I actually don't even have, but yes.
So I go and eat something, right?
Yes, something.
In my case, it's just too much vanilla ice cream.
Right.
I go and eat too much vanilla ice cream. Yes. It's then when I notice the ill feeling, which is typically what it's the precursor.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice there's a subtle notice of the illness first, then the judging. Oh my God, look what you've done to yourself again. Mm-hmm. Is to remind ourselves that mindfulness practice isn't always here now practice. It's going to happen. It's not like, oh, I'll practice mindfulness tomorrow. That's kind of insane to say that. It's like mindfulness is an invitation to be here now without judgment.
Yeah.
So the way if we've fallen off the wagon and we're binge eating again, much better idea to go, what does this feel like for me now?
Yeah.
Where am I now? What is this like? Well, okay, I've been binge eating.
Mm-hmm.
How do I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, oh my God, I need to be better. So it's like, it's constantly the same principle.
Yeah.
What's happening now? How is this now? How do I feel about this now? And then keep on going. And then even the very next meal, how's this now? So it's really stepping out. It's quite radical as a practice because
it is. But you know, it's so essential because one of the things that happens as soon as we're doing the judging, shame sets in. You know, shame is when I think I'm not good enough, when I'm despicable.
Mm.
And when shame is, you know, from a brain perspective, when I'm in shame, I cannot learn. My learning center is shut down. That means I don't learn from the experience. I just repeat it over and over and over and over.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So as soon as I put in and go, you know what, lift shame, dear human, you're just a little human, let's just be kindly curious, whew, I can learn.
Yeah.
I'm into ownership. Oh, so that's interesting. What is my need? Mm. What was I hoping, yearning for when I ate that extra ice cream?
Mm.
What was I really needing? Was I needing to dance, to move, joy, a hug, a feeling of success? Well, what might that be? Is that about being seen? Feeling okay? Is it sleep? You know, what are the actual needs rather than what am I kind of camouflaging or what am I substituting?
Yeah, great. I get it. And that's the adult. So the adult, when you describe what is the adult is a deeply conscious, curious, open person, interested
state.
In growing.
State, I'd rather say state, right? State. Because we're never quite done, unfortunately.
Yeah, true. Yeah. and it can be very spontaneous. The adult can dance. The adult can have some ice cream. You know, it's not again, if we're looking for rules, like, oh, what exactly does the adult do or don't, we're actually then going back into the judge. And that's the child in us looking for a parent again to tell us the rules, whereas the adult is a bit more slippery in a way, in the sense that it's much more of a spontaneous agile journey of growth and learning. And
The adult also has a few mottos, and it knows that, you know, I can see this moment as if I've chosen it.
Yeah.
That means that this moment inherently has within it the potential for growth. It's kind of a pregnant pause, right? So what is ready to be born? And when I put that spin on it, there is no space for shame. It's just, I'm just being curious around how can I learn from this?
Yeah.
And not from a I need to improve perspective, but just, you know, what is opening up for me in terms of insights?
Yeah.
And that means I can see these moments as an opportunity to become more conscious, more aware. I'm on my journey.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I fall in, I go, yeah, wow, how did that happen again? Interesting. Yeah, what happened beforehand?
Just some other things, because this is a subject area I'm passionate about as well, not just in the context of food, but certainly the judging and child part, is another thing that the listener might be able to pick up on the child is the child often has a lot of rationalizations and excuses for its behavior.
Yeah.
And who is it rationalizing to? Your judge.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And the child never quite convinces the judge, of course, because the child will go like, I know, I had the ice cream because, you know, I've had a rough day.
But I really deserve it.
Yeah. Right? And it's almost trying to convince your inner judge that what you've done
that's
is okay.
Right.
But the inner judge can't be convinced, because what it's trying to do is help you and support you and protect you and go, no, you shouldn't be eating the ice cream, and you know you shouldn't be. And now you're trapped in this endless cycle of sort of rationalizing and attacking yourself, which is extremely unmindful and damaging and painful. And this is what the beauty of this practice is, coming back into the body and asking yourself this simple question of what's happening now. And do I want to continue with what I'm doing now? And it's got an ownership quality to it. It's got a kindness
Radical
to it.
Ownership.
Yeah, hugely. Yeah. It's got a kindness to it and a curiosity are some of the key. If you're kind, curious, and taking ownership for your behavior, that's the adult. And that's the place of real growth. But it's lovely because it's a growth that's got a sense of adventure in it.
Inspiration.
And it's really profoundly important, because it teaches us, when the more we're in this place in ourselves, the more we realize that who we are is intrinsically good.
Yeah.
Is intrinsically
and always
awake.
Changing.
And yes.
Right.
Always changing.
Yeah.
And that, you know, as one of my clients once said, but if I stop judging myself, the inner arsehole will come out.
Yeah.
And I said to him, isn't it interesting? That's what you must think about who you really are. And this practice is profound, because it teaches us self-acceptance. And I think, as Tara Brach put it beautifully, every one of us is homesick and we're deeply wanting to come home. And what is home? It's not the judge. It's not the child. Neither of those feel home. It's more of just us now with this experience, deeply at ease, open, curious. That's home.
Yeah. And I think, you know, from my experience in running so many of these programs, that there is no doubt in our culture there is a deep hunger for the spiritual home. And because we feel so disconnected, you know, we know from Buddhist teachings and personal experience, the more I'm focused on me, the more I suffer, the more tension, the more I suffer. And as a culture, we have an enormous me focus. Well, in that me, as a separate me, the world is a scary, horrible place. And I need soothing. I need connection. And I then get the connection in the food for that moment. But of course, it's a poor substitute.
Yes.
So again, what am I yearning? And how are different ways that I can fill that cup?
Great.
Yeah.
So in the last two audios, you gave us a summary of what you talked about and some practices we could do, from writing a letter to our body and our body back to us. And you did the non-multitasking eating, and we did the being curious about the before and after of eating something we didn't really, wasn't really good for us, and also the body experience. How would you summarize this audio and give us something we could do more, some practice we could have a look at?
To go deeper and make it come alive.
Yes.
So the key premise of this practice is, of course, the diet binge cycle, being the parent and the child. Mm. And what you want to do is you want to interrupt that. Mm. So you want to become aware of your permission thoughts so you can recall them. So they're the thoughts that you mentioned that the child brings. And the main way to do that is through mindfulness training. So you'll find on the website www.themindfulnessclinic.com.au, you will find all the audios, and they are free for you to use. Mm. Commit yourself to 10 minutes a day and see if you can just do it for 10 days or 2 weeks and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Because the attention training and the training around the body will help you notice what you're thinking. And in this case, with transaction analysis, with a binge diet cycle, you want to interrupt the unhealthy thinking. Mm. So you notice the unhealthy thinking around the judging and the diet telling you what to do and the child going being carefree and rebelling. And you want to shift attention to the body, to interrupt it and come into the adult. Mm. Because the adult also will then remind you that anytime you think the problem is out there, it's not. Come back in.
Mm.
Come back in. Take a breath. Calm down. Do your 5 magic breaths again, and then see what you feel like eating. See what your actual needs are, and be curious and kind in that space. But you need the mind ongoing formal training to be able to catch yourself out, to snap out of this habit.
Mm. Great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.